Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Rebbe.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, we're back. Okay, so we were doing this Amnei Meluhim. We're getting a little bit near this part of the sugya, believe it or not. I think we're getting near a little bit of an ending. Okay, so we were reading this. I think we read this last paragraph in the Avnei Meluim. I believe we
Rebbe,
were,
just
what?
a question about our goal. Are we still hoping to come back to that precious drachim in the from the beginning and answer it, or we're just setting that aside as a difference?
It depends. I wasn't planning coming back to it.
Because
I
so far, I
don't
mean,
see
really,
anything that we
just
did.
nobody's coming back saying it's a mitzvah, so it's a.
Yeah, okay. I don't see anything that we did that helps to answer it. My gut feeling, if you just, I don't know if guys want to go back there. Now there's the Parshat Drachim. We thought that the beginning of the Parshat Drachim seemed to say that it's not a mitzvah. Then at the end of the piece, he says that it could be you don't get malchus on the Avera of Amana because it was Kfar Nidche. So there were those fellows in the Shir who, so we said, that means I said there is a mitzvah. So there were some people in the Shir that said that it meant that it started a mitzvah, but then it went off because the mitzvah of Besuda takes off the mitzvah, cancels
Guilt
out.
discharge.
So I tied it, and then that'll be absurd if at the end of the day you don't have the mitzvah. So the whole reason why Essay Daichalosa say is so that we want to get a mitzvah. And if at the end of the day you're not getting a mitzvah anyway, there'll be no logical reason to say Essay Daichalosa say. That was where we were holding. So I would just say, in thinking about it, because I didn't come up with anything else, that there seems to be a machlokes rishonim, why essay is deichadosa say. The question is, why should essay deichadosa say when it comes to the chomer haavera? The Gemara says beferish that the einesh for a bitolosa say is much greater than the einesh for bito essay.
You also have to give up all your money and so to
Right,
one-fifth,
so
right?
losa say seems to be more chomer. So why is essay deichadosa say? So the Ramban says, because granted, as far as bittul, being over on a losa say is worse than being over an essay, but as far as kiyum, being mekayim an essay is better than being mekayim a losa say, because it's me'ava. So the reason why essay deichadosa say. Because the Torah is focusing on what you get in the positive sense rather than focusing on what you lose. So in the positive sense, it's better to get an essay than to get a kiyum of a los essay. That was the Ramban. But the Rav Nissim Gaon, which I don't think we did it, but there's a famous Rav Nissim Gaon in Shabbos, I think that says, I think it's Kuflam Beis, I think. Shabbos, and he says that the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chacham. So he realizes the problem was going to be if there's an essay and los today together. So what he did is he made the los say al tanai. So when there's an essay, there is no los say. The los say is al tanai, there's no essay. That's Rav Nissim Gaon. So it's even though the los say is more chomer than an essay. But pshat is the makom essay. There is no los essay, so it's not a question of the best man wins. There's no fight, because the makom essay, Hashem never said the los essay. That's what Rav Nissim Gaon says. It's a tanai. It's a tanai. So the only what I was just thinking in the Parshas Drachim, if you learn tanai, so it could be even if at the end of the day, the los essay disintegrates. But if first it comes and then it disintegrates, It could be that that's still the Tanai. In other words, when the first what happens is right away there's a Chal Mitzvah Yibum. It's automatically. Because it's Chal Mitzvah Yibum, automatically it's not Chal and Iser Almana. Because there's a Tanai. The also say isn't Chal when there's an essay. Now comes along the Mitzvah essay of Besuda, and it's Zeicher, the essay of Yibum. But just because you're Deicha the Libum doesn't mean that the Losa say comes back. Because once it was Nitcha, it was Nitcha. That was fit into the Losha of the Parsha Drachim. And you would not have a Stira. Because that means the Parsha Drachim also agrees that at the end of the day, there's no Mitzvah. His only point is that you started with a Mitzvah. Since
Which is
you.
why he doesn't say that there is a mitzvah. He just says there's no malchus.
Right, okay.
Why does the lav come before the essay?
What?
Why does the lav get in before its accompanying essay?
Okay, I don't know.
Also, I think there's a Tosis in Kiddushin that a lav who's supposed to be accompanied by an essay is olim, even in a situation where that essay does not apply.
Yeah, but obviously the Charmelach, the Parshas Drachim is not assuming that. That's Gufa his Chakira. Whether the essay and the losa say work together or they're separate.
These are two unrelated. These are unrelated laws in a say. They're not. It's well, one's a law for being an almana, one's an essay for being a
Right.
ba'ula. So they don't. They coincide, but they don't have to.
Right. So they apparently the Parshas Drachim holds that they don't join. So we're just saying. I mean, it happens to fit very well in his lashon the Parshas Drachim, because he does say kfar. And you know, with the guys themselves stopped at it. They're saying in the normal Hezbollah of essay doichadosa say it makes absolutely no sense because the normal understanding of essay doichadosa say is the Torah is telling me that I prefer the essay over the losa say. If at the end of the day you don't get the essay, so that would be ridiculous. Torah prefers the essay if you're not getting the essay. But if you learn a system of Tanai. So it could be that there's I hear why does one thing come first? How does why does he why is it okay? I don't know the answer to that, but it
Oh,
could
so the whole
be
idea
that
of Tanai, the idea of Tanai is that, like Rabbi said before, it's like Roya Es HaNoilad. But here also, Roya Es HaNoilad would say, you're not getting the SI anyway, so then don't disintegrate anything.
okay. I hear,
Rabbi, could I just add one
you know,
thing
we
that
don't
he told?
necessarily. Derish, you know, it's a Tanai. Hashem made it tonight. Tonight's a Tanai.
Rabbi, could I just
The
add
whole
one
time
thing?
one
The whole
of
thing
the
is being
thing goes
Derish.
off, stays
Well,
off.
this whole idea is being
I
Derish in a
happen
way.
to, you know, I can't argue with you. You happen to be right that in Sarda, the Pashas in Sarda is like you, that even if it's a Tanai, the Tanai would be that there's a essay in existence, not that there was a second of an essay. I agree. I'm not going to argue, but I could, maybe listen. The lashon of Parshas Drachim does fit very nicely in this because he says kfar nitcheh, and the other way the chara makes absolutely no sense. You know, here it's just it's a svara. The other way it's absurd. If essay doicha losa say because we want the essay, and if at the end of the day you don't have an essay, it makes no sense. Essay doicha. So that would
Rabbi,
be a,
could it
it's
help?
not
Could it?
absurd because then you'll say that Zetman the Fun, you know, there's a mitzvah essay. But if you're trying to reconcile, you know, that as we continue through the sugya, I agree with what Binyamin said that we see the Marsha says there's no mitzvah. We don't see anyone who's saying there's a mitzvah. So to assume that the Parshas Drachim is like, you know, arguing with everybody, and he's assuming there's a mitzvah. Besides that, he's also almost like arguing with himself, because in his first piece he seemed to say there's no mitzvah, and it gets a little nervous. So there might be that it's worth it, even though in Svara Avada you're right, but the you know the advantages might outweigh the disadvantages, because if you say
Rabbi, could it
it's
be?
yeah.
Could it be? Could it be that the focus in the Parshas Drachim says he doesn't say that you don't get a lav. He says that we're not lokehim. We don't give him malchus. Meaning, there's definitely enough of what's Rebbe's saying going on from that assay that the burden of proof of saying that that we can say you get Malkus because you did something wrong. No, we're not going to say that. I can't tell you for sure that he doesn't get the lav. Maybe he gets the lav, maybe he doesn't, but we can't give him Malkus.
Okay, maybe. I hear. Okay, anyway, that was, let's get back to our circuit, but so that has nothing to do with what we're doing now.
Right, but that
It's
according to
just
this explanation, the Parshas Drachim could pretty much fit in with anybody then.
right. In other words, the first part of the Parashas Drachim seems to say there's no mitzvah. And that's, that was the mashmos of his lashon, because he didn't say, he said the reason why the Eish HaTzar goes off because of chalitza. He didn't say the Eish HaTzar goes off because there's a mitzvah yibum. Just the opposite. He says, we say everything to the koi koi, except that the Torah is marred by chalitza. So the first Parashas Drachim seems to say that there's no mitzvah. The fact that the Shaar HaMelech understands the Parshas Drachim, that you get a Kenyan Kedushin and not a Kenyan Yibum, he's saying that in the Shaar HaMelech, so that sure also seems to show that at least the Shaar HaMelech understood the Parshas Drachim, that there's no mitzvah. Because if there'll be a mitzvah, why wouldn't you get a mitzvah, a Kenyan Yibum? That was our big question. If we had that question, if there's a mitzvah, why don't you get a Kenyan Yibum? And the Shaar HaMelech clearly says that there is no Kenyan Yibum, only a Kenyan Kedushin.
Again, I'm not a little I'm a little confused about that assertion, because if it's us, or if we're saying that it's not Docha, and then there is Lamaisa and Eishes Ach,
No, we're
so
not saying that
then
the Eish HaTzar. We're on the side of the Parshas Drachim that there's no Eish HaTzar. On the side,
well, again, where are you seeing in the Parshas Drachim that he holds there's no mitzvah?
because the question is, the Parshas Drachim has a side that there's no Eish HaTzar. And
Correct.
that side, he says that the way the Shaar HaMelech learns the Parshas Drachim, that you get a Kenyan Kedushin on that side. Obviously, you don't get a Kenyan Kedushin if there's an Eish HaTzar, right? So the whole Shaar HaMelech, that same Shaar in the Parshas Drachim, that you get a Kenyan Kedushin, can only be on the side that there's no Eish HaTzar.
Correct.
Yet, the Parshas Drachim says that if you would be Ba'alei, you wouldn't be kind of, because you can't get a Kenyan Kiddush, a Yibum. So
Right.
that means that the Shaar HaMelech, at least, is saying Beferish in the Parshas Drachim, that on the side that there's no Eish HaTzar, you can only get a mitzvah, a Kenyan Kiddushin, but you can't get a Kenyan Yibum. Now, if there's a
Well,
mitzvah,
you can't, again, let's just qualify that. You can't get you don't have the Kenyan Dal Korchak.
yeah, so
You
you don't get
only
the
have
Kenyan Yibum.
you don't have the Kenyan Dal
That's
Korchak. You only
Kenyan
well
Yibum. So
that
therefore,
that's not I don't that's
I
how
think
that follows. Okay.
that
Again, simply speaking, is it Bal Korcho is if you didn't have Das, the Kenyan Bal Korcho, but there's
it's
also a
not
Kenyan
part
that's
of
not
the
Bal there's
Kenyan
also a Kenyan that's not Bal Korcho, and that's the
Yibum.
Kenyan
So the Shaar
Kedushin.
HaMelech is pretty clear. You don't get a Kenyan Yibum. You get a Kenyan Kedushin. That's what the Avnei Melech is quoting him to. So that the what we were bothered by, if there's a mitzvah Yibum, why in the world don't you get a Kenyan Yibum? There's no Iser Eish HaTzar. There's only a Lav HaAseh. Lav HaAseh don't stop Kenyan. Doesn't stop Kenyan Kedushin. So why should the Lav HaAseh stop Kenyan Yibum? Doesn't make sense. So the it was the only, you have Kenyan Kedushin according to Parshas Drachim, according to Shaar HaMelech. So there's no Eish HaTzar stopping the Kenyan. Lav HaAseh doesn't stop Kenyan. So why in the world don't you get a Kenyan Yibum? So the Chayra, it's Mukhruch from for sure the way that Shaar HaMelech grips the Parshas Drachim, that there's no mitzvah.
Okay,
That
and
was
okay, that's where we disagree. Again, I mean, I learned not like that, but okay, that's a qu open question.
Yep. Okay, I think that's okay. Fine, we can agree to disagree. That's a good sign. I thought that was a pretty good riot. If there's a Kenyan Kedushin and yet no Kenyan Yibum, so the only explanation can be because there's no Mitzvah Yibum. But okay, anyway, but fine, you have a different Hesber. I hear.
I do believe the
Okay.
Ma'arik says that you can mekayim the mitzvah through a Kenyan kiddushin. So that's as far as what I understand the Shaar HaMelech to be saying within the Parshas Drachim is that vada you're mekayim the mitzvah, but you don't have the automatic Kenyan Baal Korcha because she's not chazli yibum, ayin shum.
Okay, I shall have to read your share. Okay, we'll have to see. So anyway, so that's but let's go back to our sugya. Let's go back to our sugya. So it doesn't really connect, except that unless you say like Shamir, okay, I don't know. The it just seems to be more and more indications that there's no mitzvah yibum. The Marsha said the Farish is no mitzvah yibum. The Shaar HaMelech says you're kind of Kenyan Kedushin and not Kenyan Yibum. So it just seems more and more indication. So I'm sort of just more and more inclined, as much as I agree with though, that the Pshat is Daifik. That's like the best I can do.
Just
But okay, Shamir.
one other thing to point out, which again, there's maybe different ways of resolving this, but the Rambam himself is mechalek between chayiv yaseh and chayiv lavin vaseh, and within this approach, there really is no distinction because really the lav gets kicked out because aseh is do chalos aseh, and memela chayiv lavin vaseh is the exact same thing as chayiv yaseh in general.
So the Parshat Pshat is that the Rambam doesn't agree with the Parshat Drachim and say the Lav and the Essay merge together. So an
Okay, but
essay
again, the re
versus an essay, many people say that it's not really the assumption that we've been learning in this sugya is that when essay versus also essay, we say Shev Al-Taseh. So that means that the essay that Shev Al-Taseh wins. But there are people that say it's not wins, that's just a hanhaga. But the halacha is that it's a standoff. So that would answer the Rambam, that essay versus essay, there is no winner. Well, essay versus losa say vase, there's a winner. So
Right, but
there's.
this it just comes out then that the Rambam really weighs in on the Shaila of the Parshas Drachim. And we see the Shaar HaMelech. If you go to the Shaar HaMelech himself, he goes and tries to cite Rishonim to Machriya the Shaila of the Parshas Drachim. It's going to come out that really you've got the Rambam that's Machriya the
Okay,
Shaila itself.
I hear. I hear. You got okay. I hear. That's a valid point. Okay, but let's get back to what we were doing yesterday. That was just a tangent of a tangent. So the there's a we'll speak it out. So there's a machlok. The Shaar HaMelech, seemingly the Shaar HaMelech and the Avnei Miluim are arguing in Pshat and the Marsha, right? Because the Marsha is the one that says that you get a kinyan. Without the Marsha, no one said, but Rashi doesn't say you get a Kenyan by Chayvei Lavin. It's only the Marsha who said that there's a Kenyan. So the Machlekes, so there's, and I, and the it just doesn't pop to the Tzara, but there is a Kenyan and it pops itself. That's the Marsha. So there's a Machlekes between the Avnei Miluim and the Shaar HaMelech, what type of Kenyan are you getting? The Shaar HaMelech says you're getting a Kenyan Kedushin, which would seem, but if you were kind of Bo'el Bar Korcho, you wouldn't be kind of. So it seems to mean, again, maybe this gets into Shamir your Kiddush, but the simple reading of the Shaar HaMelech is that the Shaar HaMelech holds you can only get a Kenyan Kedushin, but you can't get a Kenyan Yibum. And the Parshas and the Avnei Miluim says, Pumfakert, that there's no such thing as Kenyan Yibum based on this
No such
Mugayaseh.
thing as Kenyan tradition.
No thing as Kenyan Kedushin. Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you. There's no such thing as Kenyan Kedushin based on the Mugayaseh that says Maimer doesn't work because there's an Eish Yisach. So this Eish Yisach, even though it's Hutra, it's only Hutra for Yibum. So the Eish Yisach stops all Kenyan Kedushin. And the only Kenyan that you have is a Kenyan Yibum. So what comes out, what we said yesterday, is that there are really two very, very Yisaitis Machlokes between the Avnei Miluim and the Shaar HaMelech. They're arguing Do you have a kinyan to do in this case? Chayve lav evasei of a yavama, chayve lav evasei. Can you have a kinyan kedushin? The Shara Melech says yes, at least if you do it derech bia, and I assume only if you do it derech bia, because he would agree that maimer is only drabana. So when you the Shara Melech holds that when you do bia, you get a kinyan kedushin, and the Shara and the Avdei Miluim says that even when you do bia, you don't get any kinyan kedushin. Just like you don't get a Kenyan Kedushin with Kesef and Shtar. Right? Now, everyone agrees Kesef and Shtar doesn't give you Kedushin deraisa. It doesn't give you by a regular Yavama Kedushin deraisa. Sure, you're not going to give you by a Chayve Lavevasei Kedushin deraisa. But the question is if you do Bia. So, according to the Shara Melech, Bia, the Torah was mapped that you can get Kedushin with Bia. According to the Avnei Miluim, the same way that you can't get Kesef and Shtar, you can't get Kedushin with Bia. That's Machlokes number one. Machlokes number two is there Kinyan Yibum? Shara Melech holds there is no Kinyan Yibum. There ain't no Kinyan Yibum. No Shaychus to Kinyan Yibum. And therefore it doesn't work, Baal Korcho. That's how I understood it. Again, I understand Shamir is different Shat. Somewhere that there's some kind of quad kinyan, but okay, I don't know. And the Meluim somehow holds that there is a kinyan yibum, right? So that is a machlekes. So I think yesterday, I think if I recall, I'm not sure how much we did yesterday, but I think we said, if I'm remembering correctly, that. Apparently on the second machlokes, what's the machlokes between the Avnei Miluim and the Shara Melech? So it would seem they're both going in the Marsha. The Marsha says beferish, beferish, there's no mitzvah yibum, klal. So he's very stark about that. So that means that the Shara Melech holds the pashtus. If there's no mitzvah yibum, there's no opinion yibum. It's very simple. The Avnei Miluim apparently has to hold that even though the Marsha says beferish, there's no mitzvah yibum, there's still a kinyan yibum. So which means that the Avnei Miluim, b'chayra, is splitting between the kinyan yibum and the mitzvah yibum. Right? This is assuming the Avnei Miluim is going into Marsha, which I think is a pretty good assumption, and assuming we're reading the Marsha right. That there ain't no mitzvah yibum, which I think that's what he said. So then the Avnei Miluim is saying you can have a kinyan yibum without a mitzvah yibum. So I think we asked yesterday a question, right? Is that we asked the question yesterday? Am I? That's in direct
Yes.
stira, the Taivas on Daf Chav. Because Taivas on Daf Chav quotes the Riva that says that there's no mitzvah, there's no Akam Shame. Correct, it's a kasha. Then how do you explain why Bia Shiloka Dark and Hara Kaina? Now, what's according to Avnei Miluim? What's the problem? Just like Chayve Lavim have no mitzvah, and yet they're Kaina. Chayve Lavim Asay have no mitzvah, and yet you're Kaina. So why can't you say Bia Shiloka Dark and Hara have no mitzvah, and yet you're Kaina? What?
I don't understand that the Nirukiyos is very clear that the Heter Eishes Ach is only Keseder HaMitzvah. So whatever the Kinyan Yibum is, it has to be all Seder HaMitzvah. If you're saying that if the Bia lacks a Kama Shame, then the Bia would not be all Seder HaMitzvah, and therefore there wouldn't be a Kinyan Yibum B'chiyai Gavna.
Okay, I don't know. So why is so by Chayve Lavim say, what's it say? Same thing. It's no mitzvah.
It's in accordance with the Seder HaMitzvah. This is how you, if there would be a mitzvah, this is how you would do the mitzvah.
Okay, so you're trying to you're answering my question. Not that you don't understand. You're
Well, as
answering
you said, I'm saying over the I'll be the language that he cites from the Namukhya Yosef. The Namukhya Yosef is saying that the Heter Eishes Ach is limited to the oven in which there would otherwise be a Kiyama Mitzvah. So even if we're going to say that Lamaisa there isn't Kiyama Mitzvah, that it needs to be Kseder that there would be Kiyama Mitzvah.
He says the larger of Yosef is Bio. So you're saying that according to the Riva, you're saying like this, just like the Mukha Yosef said that in order to get the Eishes Ach stops Kedushin from being typeface. That's what the Mukha Yosef says. In order for it, but he says, but when is when the Eishes Ach is Hutra, then the Kedushin can be typeface. When is the Eishes Ach Hutra? When it's Bia. So obviously you have to say in the Avnei Miluim, even though there's no Kiyam Mitzvah, but since it's Bia, so for Bia, it's a case where the Eishes Ach is Hutra. So you're saying that according to the Riva, it's logical that just like the Eishes Ach is not Hutra for Kesef and Shtar, it's only Hutra for Bia. So even Bia is not Hutra for every Bia. It's only Hutra for a Bia of HaKamashem. It would only be Hutra for a Bia of HaKamashem. So therefore, there would be, one second, therefore, in the Riva's case, you would not be able to get a kinyan. In the Avnei Miluim's case, you can get a kinyan because it's good to say there are mitzvah. Ah, there's no kiyum mitzvah. Okay, once the Eishes Ach is Hutra, I don't care. There's no mitzvah as long as it's good to say there the mitzvah. The Eishes Ach is off. The Eishes Ach is off. So now you can get a Kenyan Yibum. The Eishes Ach is off because you're doing the system of Kenyan Yibum. So you can get a Mitzvah Yibum. But Eishes Ach is off. The Eishes Ach is off. Legabe Seder Yibum. But the Riva is not Seder Yibum. Hey, maybe I can. I think I can hear that.
I mean, it's not great as insofar as there's psukim be marba biish lo kedarka. So like, it's a little bit going out on a limb that you can't resolve those psukim and say at the same time that you need hakama shame. But
Yeah, but that's
is
Tame
biish lo
Kasha.
kedarka?
I'm
Is
playing
biish lo
with this
kedarka
Kasha and
work?
the Riva.
Does biish lo
Let's see what it
kedarka work for
does. What? I
kedushin?
can't hear you.
Does biish lo kedarka work for kedushin in general case?
Yes.
So that thing which really would work as a Kenyan Bia here can't work as a Kenyan Bia.
Right. And according to the Avnei Miluim, it's because there's an Eishes Ach. But there's an Eishes Ach only in the Gabi Kedushin, but not the Gabi Yibum. But we'll have to say that it's somewhat very tricky that there's an Eishes Ach. The Eishes Ach blocks Kedushin, but there's no Eishes Ach Ligabe Yibum, even when you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum. Because Ligabe Yibum, there's no Eishes Ach. Ligabe Kinyan Yibum, there's no Eishes Ach. Ligabe Kinyan Kedushin, there's an Ishner Eishes Ach. Ligabe Kinyan Yibum, there's no Eishes Ach.
That's not Shamir's problem. That's given, isn't it? I mean,
What?
that nuance that Rebbe's saying now, that's not a result of what Shamir is trying to answer, is it?
So the entire Avnei is very difficult. The Avnei is saying that Kedushin can't be Typhus because it's an Eish HaSach. But Yibum could be Typhus. Why? Because the Gabe Yibum, there's no Eish HaSach. So it's the it's the entire okay the entire Avnei in general okay I mean what Shamir said is all scary. Just you're right the whole Avnei is very difficult is because the truth is the Yosef is very difficult because the Yosef says that Kedushin is not Typhus in a Yavama because there's an Eish HaSach. But it's not true. Well, I don't say it's not true. Obviously, it is true. Because if you would have Bia, what does Eish HaSach mean? Eish HaSach means if you have Bia with this woman, you're over in Isser Eish HaSach. But in this woman, if you would have Bia with her, you would not be over in Isser Eish HaSach. And it's a very tricky Nebuka Yosef. If Lemaisa by a regular Yavama, let's say a regular, ordinary Yavama.
And yet I didn't have a comma shame, you would be chayav.
Let's take Taisa Shita with your Yosef, not the Yavama. Let's make life simple. A regular Yavama, you have a regular Yavama. You want, if you do be with her, no Aveira whatsoever. Therefore, you get a Kinyan Yibam, no Aveira. Now you go ahead and do Kesef and Shtar. You do Kesef and Shtar, it says in the book of Yosef, can't be Typhus. Why can't they be Typhus? Because it's an Isser Eish HaSach. Excuse me? If I have B with her, I'm over Eish HaSach. I'll
That's
never, ever, ever be over Eish HaSach. So
still an
how in
anxious
the
off, yeah.
world does the Eish HaSach stop Kedushin from being Typhus? Like the
It can be
whole
an
thing.
anxious off, which the fact that you could do bia, the Torah was made you a special way, special Pesach to get around to avoid the anxious off, doesn't mean the anxious off is less of a reality.
We know you
But
get divorced again, you get
the
married, then you should.
I'm sorry, but now we can't hear you.
Know that he can get divorced and remarry her through regular kedushin.
Yeah, but I'm talking about right now. Right now.
But I'm saying the fact that's true, so then obviously there's no eish hazach.
Right.
Nasa ishlechol davar means that there's no eish hazach.
There's no issues off, so yeah. Okay, so you're agreeing with me. If you're agreeing with me, I don't have to argue. In other words, it probably revolves, there's this famous Chakira of Rav Shimon, which Rav Ochanan quotes. I don't know if I saw it in Rav Shimon, but I saw it in Rav Ochanan. Rav Ochanan wants to know why is Kedushin not Typhus but Chayvei Krisus? Is the fact that Bia is Aser the Siva, meaning it's the purpose of marriage is to have Bia. And since the purpose of marriage is to have Bia, so if you can't have Bia, you can't have marriage. That's the simple fact.
It's also Isser Bia.
No, but there's that so a Bia that is so such a strong Isser. So then you know that you're going to. There's a tremendously strong Isser on the Bia, so then that's against the whole Yisrael of marriage. That's one side. The other side was the fact that there's an Isser Kares is only a siman. It's a siman that there's something mystical here, and the same mystical thing that causes the Kares causes the Lotasi Bar Kedushin. Right? That was Rav Shimon's famous Chakira. Is the lota is the lota is the kares the siman or a siba? With an autopsy about kedushin, is that really says it's an autopsy about kedushin? What was it? What was it? Is it kares and an autopsy about kedushin? Right? That was is that Kira? Is it the? Am I saying it's Kira right? Anyone
Rebbe,
remember?
can we understand Shitas Rebbe Akiva according to both Tzaddim as far as Kedushin not being Typhus for Chayvei Lav?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I have the Chakira right. That was the spekira, that whether is it a siman or a siva, is the fact that it's iser, is the iser kares a siva that there is lo tafsi ba kedushin, or it's a siman that is lo tafsi ba kedushin, right? That was his spekira. So l'chayra in the Nemukah Yosef, I think Rav Shimon Rav Yochanan talks about this in the Nemukah Yosef. It is very, if you learn the normal simple pshat, that the thing that makes the Lo Tafsi Bo Kedushin is the fact that Bia is Aser, it's a Siva. So since by Yavama, the Maisa, it's not true, Bia is Mutter, what do I care why it's Mutter? Mutter for Yiva, but the Maisa is Mutter, so why in the world shouldn't it be Tafsi Bo Kedushin? It's not easy to understand the Nemukah Yosef. If you learn the simple way that the reason why Kedushin is not Typhus is because you can't be marry a woman that you can't have Bia with. But the essence of marriage is Bia. If there's a very strong Isser Bia, then you can't have marriage. But this girl I could have Bia with. Because the Torah is matter, the mitzvah yibam is matter bia. So I don't care
That's
why it's
the
mutter. Maisa is mutter. So why can't I
simple
marry
one.
her?
That side is the simple side.
What?
That side is really the simple
I
side.
think that's usually what the people assume the simple side. They said it's a direct cause. The Isser Kares is what causes the Lo Tafsi Bo Kedushin. Now, if you learn the other way, I don't know. But so the Avnei Miluim becomes even much more complicated. The Avnei Miluim is saying that even though it blocks Kedushin for some reason, but it won't block Kinyan
Who's more complicated? Avnei Miluim or the Nemukah Yosef? Who gets more
Yibam. Oh, the
complicated?
Avnei Miluim in the, it just complicates the Nemukah Yosef. The Avnei Miluim takes in a Nemukah Yosef. He's working in the Nemukah Yosef. And he says that for, because of the Nemukah Yosef is a valid reason why Kedushin is in Typhus. So that itself is somewhat Daichik. And then the Avnei Miluim throws in, but Kinyan Yibam will be Typhus. Even though the Marsha says there's no Mitzvah Yibam. You know, like it just so, you know, Kenyan will be typeface.
Why would we ever think that according to Riva, you over Isha Esha Zach when even if it can't be a cup of shame? I don't see where that is.
What?
According to the Riva, I would never think that it's an Isha Esha Zach here. Maybe it's not a Bia Roila come of shame or not, then maybe it's a Heksha Mitzvah, not a Heksha Mitzvah, but to say that the Esha Zach was not matered, do we see that? I'm saying Taisa doesn't end up, since we saw that he's over, it's gonna be over Karis because of that.
Doesn't mean you're asking on Shamir.
Yeah.
Shamir doesn't mean to say that the mice that you're going to get an Eshazah. Obviously, in the Nemukah Yosef, also in the Nemukah Yosef, if you do the Bia, you don't get an Eshazah. It's just there's a it's a Eshazah. We don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's why in the Nemukah Yosef, it's hard to know what he means. Nemukah Yosef said that the Eshazah stops Tzvi'is Kedushin. But there is no mitzvah to get Eshazach, because if you would have bia, by definition, you'd be doing Yibum. And
Yeah,
it's
but
not
in the
Eshazach.
Reva's world, in the Reva's
But
world, and it's not Kaseder, so then
I'm
it's
just
not
saying,
Lomdish anymore.
Mukha Yaisei. So, Pshat and Mukha Yaisei is that even if Lemaisa, there is no Eshazach, as long as there's a Lomdisha Eshazach, whatever that's supposed to mean, because, you know, a Lomdisha Eshazach, without the reality of an Eshazah, is somehow stopping Tvisa's Kedushin. So Shamir is saying that by a Bia She'ena Roy Nakama Shame is also has a Lumdisha Eshazah.
Again, I'm not just, I mean, in all honesty, I don't know if I would necessarily say it's strictly just a lamda she'eshezach. We know that the Tosa Rush asks on the Riva that there should be Nesra on any Basula. So if he's invoking Nesra Lachora, he understands that where there's no Akama Shein, there actually would be Eishes Ach in the Riva.
But he answered that, and whatever, and Taivis doesn't ask
He
that.
doesn't. He doesn't answer that though in the Riva. He only answers that the Shitas Atzmo.
I don't remember, but Taivis does not ask that on the Riva. So the assumption is that Taivis.
I don't. That's not again. Let's be clear though. He does. Tosos does cite from Katan Uktana to Tigdalenu. So Tosos is saying that it shouldn't be mutter to be Tigdalenu because there should be something usser there. I mean, what else is Tosos proving from Katan and Katana? I mean, I'm trying to support the Avne Maluim. I'm trying to say that, I mean, the Avne Maluim, we're a little bit stuck with this Avne Maluim, is that this idea of there being a Kinyan Yibam without an actual Mitzvah Yibam seems to be pie in the sky. Again, he has a Diak in the Gemara, that's true, but I'm saying aside from the Diak in the Gemara, where is this Kinyan Yibam without a Mitzvah Yibam coming from? So I'm saying, according to the Riz Raya against the Riva from Katan Uktana, you see there, even though there's no Kiyam Mitzvah by Katan and Katana, but still the Ri is saying because it's Keseder HaMitzvah, right? Therefore, the Heter Eishes Ach is applicable. That which shouldn't be true in the Riva. The Heter Eishes Ach should not be applicable by Katan and Katana.
And going, so what are you bringing from there?
I'm bringing from there that you don't need Kiyam Mitzvah
Why?
to have Heter Eishes Ach. You just need Seder HaMitzvah according to the Ri.
Why? Because Katan and Katana
You're
require.
not there's no you're not Mekayim the mitzvah by cutting the katana.
Isn't the Ri's point that his Seder
Oh,
HaMitzvah over there?
but that's different because you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, but you have a mitzvah. It's much different. The
The sof kol
question
sof. So yeah.
is that you Katan and Katana. They're mitzvah in the mitzvah. That's like nida. There's a mitzvah, you just can't do it now. You have to wait till you till the
Right.
world becomes tired. So by katan and katana, they're mitzvah in the mitzvah yibum. You have to wait till you're able to do it. But by over here, by chai v'lavim, I say, or the Marsha seems to say, you don't have the mitzvah. So it's not just that you're not the chayra, the Marsha says you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The only reason why you're not mekayim the mitzvah is because you don't have a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, then it should be no different than Nida, who's mekayim the mitzvah. So that's where it's very different. That in the Marsha, there's not even a chiyah, there's not even a mitzvah. So that's
I
why
got
it's
it.
so much.
No, I hear the chiluk, but I guess what I'm saying is that so full so if you see a maaseh could be mutter because it is the Seder HaMitzvah, understood that it makes a lot more sense that it's mutter when it's Keseder HaMitzvah, when there actually is a mitzvah, but you have a heter despite the fact that the maaseh isn't a kiyum of the mitzvah, so full
that,
so.
I mean, that I never had a problem. I mean, that's why I assumed that if you bought a shaygei ba'ones beratzin, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because mitzvah tzrichus kavana, but you still, of course, you're in kaina, and
Tsaras,
the
right.
eishes goes off. So that we that we're I'm ready to we're by that. If
How
you
does
have
that fit
the
according
mitzvah,
to Tosfos?
which I says.
The one that seems to say that it has to be a mitzvah in order
No,
to
because
work.
the Tosis
I guess it's Daf Chav.
is because the is asking on the Riva because. It's not a, because that's what Shamir is saying, because according to Riva, it's not a bia that's roy to make the mitzvah. It's not a, it's a Sivan and Katan. Katan doesn't have a mitzvah. We got it ready to be Kiyas. Katan
Bishulakadarka.
doesn't.
Bishulakadarka concludes.
Okay, I'm just forgetting my Yavamas. I got a black hole. In other words, what Shamir is pointing out that I have to chazer my Yavamas some more is that the Tzitzis attacked the Riva. But even Tzitzis agrees that Katan doesn't have a mitzvah because Tzitzis is Shita in Kedushin Yud Tes. Was that the that a katan abo gadana tigadlena, but you're not fulfilled the mitzvah yet. So the question is, I think we discussed this. I just don't remember what we said anymore. That's what I'm saying. Have to chazem ayivamis. The question is, what was Tzivos' kasha on the riva? Why is he any better? Tzivos asked on the riva, according to you, riva, it's a bia, shein a roi, that you need a kama shame to get the mitzvah. So why is there a kinyan? So why can't the riva turn around to the ri and say, listen, according to you, you need a katan is not kaina. Why isn't a katan kaina? I forgot already. According to there was
Yeah,
a
mitzvah. Cutting.
what? There was a diak of Ish.
Ishvelo cutting.
I think say there was a the katan is not kaina. So also, so why are there's an Ish and you're not getting a mitzvah? So why don't you? So how come you get a Kenyan? So we asked that. I mean, we spent time on that question. So the answer that we gave, which is not what we're saying now. So you have to remember. I have to remember what we said. We asked this question. I think I have to go through the abundance again. Is that what's the Tzivos? Why Tzivos is only attacking the Riva? That according to Riva, there's no mitzvah because it's not be a right a common shame. According to him, also there's no mitzvah because it's a katan. So we said, I believe, that according to Tais, according to that there's such a thing as a quasi mitzvah. No, didn't we say something like that? That according to the Riva, I think that's what we were saying. That according to Riva, it says no shaychus in a mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah yibum has a common shame, and you're not, you have no shaychus in mitzvah yibum. But according to the according to the re. The reason why there's no mitzvah, full mitzvah, is because the katan can't make a kinyan. Katan can't make a full kinyan. Can't make a full kinyan, therefore he can't get the mitzvah. Because the kinyan needs a mitzvah, the mitzvah needs a kinyan. But I think, I don't remember anymore, that we had a diak in the Lashon that it's not gomer, but there's a partial kinyan. I think so. I don't have to look over the sugya. I mean that there is a that they we had a diak in the Rabbah Magid that even a katan has a partial kinyan. So we that's I think that so we said that that's I think how we answered that there's in the re there's a partial kinyan. Okay, Shamir, you're getting back. Everyone's gonna shoot you because no one wants to go back to sugyas that we did already.
Okay, I'll get, at least I'm proposing to feed the
I
Avnim
forgot.
Eloim.
I remember Rabbi Harris did this to me in the yeshiva when we had a, and if those who, I don't know if anyone was there then, but Rabbi Meltzer maybe was there. Yeshiva said a pilpul shir around Sukkot time and Bawas Tanai. And then around at the end of the year, he said a pupusher on Daf Ches, and in the Daf Ches, with I don't remember, but I'm Daf Ches.
Trey
Well, Trey Yisuri, yes. And Rabbi Harris, who was probably the only person who could remember, started asking the Rashiva in the sessions on the Trey Yisuri shir that something about that shir contradicted the shir of Bava Sinai. So basically, at the end of the year, the Rashiva redid the Bava Sinai shir. And everybody wanted to kill Rabbi Harris, basically, because no one wanted to go back to Bava Sinai at the end of the year and go back to that sugya. So, Shamir, that's what you're doing to us. We passed the Riva and the Re. Okay. But
I
that's
didn't re I didn't raise the Riva on the Re. Rebbe raised the Riva on the Re. So.
No. I asked about choices.
Okay. Anyway, but let's just get back to what we're saying. So, this what comes out in the Chayre is okay. What comes out okay is, I hear Shamir's answer, is the Avnei Miluim says that apparently, when there's apparently according to the Avnei Miluim, you can get a Kinyan Yibum even though there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So the Shaila is, why is that different than Typhus is Kasha on the Riva? That Typhus felt that according to Riva, you can't get a Kinyan Yibum if there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So Shamir is saying, because at least in the Riva, in the Riva, it's worse. You're not doing the Maisa Bia, which is the proper Maisa that you're supposed to do for Yibum. In the Re, in the Avnei Miluim, the Etzem, you're doing the right Maisa. You're doing the right Maisa. You're doing everything right. It's just there's a technique, there's a blockage that doesn't allow the mitzvah because the lava say don't allow the mitzvah. So the lava say, because they ain't essay, they don't say, they block the mitzvah. But as far as what you're doing a maisa, which if there would be a mitzvah, is hutra. So the lashon of the Namukha Yosef was that you have to when you do what the Torah was matter, there's no Eshesach. You don't need the mitzvah. According to the Avnei Miluim, of course, without the Avnei Miluim, you wouldn't read the Namukha Yosef that way. But according to the Avnei Miluim, you'd have to say that the Namukha Yosef doesn't mean you need the mitzvah Yibum, but at least you need a Maisa Yibum. In other words, it's the simple reading in the Namukha Yosef is you need a Yibum with the mitzvah. And that would not be like the Avnei Miluim. That would be like the Shaar HaMelech. But if the Avnei Miluim is saying there's no Iser Eshesach, as long as you get a Kinyan Yibum, even though there's no mitzvah Yibum. So, but you have to say, you have to at least be doing a Maisa Yibum. And according to the Riva, it's not even a Maisa Yibum. So that's why the Riva is much worse than the Avnei Miluim. The
Rebbe,
Avnei Miluim, it's a Maisa Yibum without a Mitzvah Yibum.
not to go back to that Tosfos, Rebbe, but that we the lashon, if I remember correctly, of the Rival was that if Lo Yitzor the Bishni would be mutter, then it would be a good mice, it would be a good Maisa, even though there's no Hakam Hashem. So clearly that it doesn't have to be be'etzem in there, unless you're going to somehow that then it would be okay, but
I don't
still.
know. That was very unclear. So
Right, but I'm saying Lamaise, he does say that.
I don't want to. I don't know.
I don't want to be shot. I'm just saying that that
We did that 21
that
years ago.
you can't do that because Tiferes Kasha was from a regular case where Bishni is mutter.
I understand, but if we're
Papa
putting together.
became Tiferes as a Kasha and Riva. So that's Stamas Tira and Tisus. The Riva himself seems to indicate that if Bishni would be mutter, then Birishain is also okay. But Tithus, who's go for asking on the Riva, is asking on a case when Bishni is mutter. So even if the Riva held what you're saying, which I don't know, but Tithus definitely doesn't hold of it in the held of it. And that's why Tithus is attacked, because Tithus is attacking the Riva, notwithstanding the fact that Bishni is mutter. He's still asking that according to you, Riva, Gemara Bia should be Aser. So it's okay. But anyway, but that's what we would say. So let's just finish summarizing because it's not that summary. So we're saying the Avnei Meluim is going to have to hold a radical Chiddush. The Shara Melech is Pashit. Since you can't have a Kenyan Yibam without a Mitzvah Yibam. There's no Mitzvah Yibam here. So you can't have a Kenyan Yibam. If in this situation there's no mitzvah, if there's a mitzvah, just you're not fulfilling it, so that's different. There's a technicality. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah because mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Okay, that's something else. But if there's no mitzvah, according to the Shara Melach, if there's no mitzvah yibum, then you can't get a kinyan yibum. That's very logical. The Avnei Meluim is somehow going to say that even if there's no mitzvah yibum, there's still going to be a Kenyan Yibam, but at least you have to be doing a Maisa of Bias Yibam. You got to be doing it in the physical way that you do Yibam, which is a little strange, Sarah. You know, Mitzvah Yibam, but you have to do it the way a Yibam would be done. You do it the way a Yibam would be done. Then you can get a Kenyan Yibam, and there's no Iser Eishes Zach. But if you don't do it the way Yibam would be done, then there's an Eishes Zach, and you can't get a Kenyan Yibam, which it does sound strange, but okay. But
Especially because
that's
it
what we're
gets
saying.
involved with it gets involved with the how for what reason there's no Eishes Zach in the first place. If you understand there's no Eishes Zach in the first place, it's because
the norm of Pshat is that no mitzvah anxious off because it's a mitzvah yibum. That's the simple Pshat. The
No,
Parsha's
no
taught me
Isra
that
Eishes
the
Zach.
Avnei
But that's
Meluim.
clearly, but no, that's not the Avnei Meluim's problem. So that's the Marsha himself is calling there's no Eishes Zach. So for we have to understand, I mean, that we have to understand that point for what reason there's no Eishes Zach and the Avnei Meluim
But
Pashup Pshat.
the Parsha's drachim's no anxious off because it's a mitzvah chalitza.
To see, I
I
mean,
don't know.
that may in itself be because there is a mitzvah yibum.
No, I don't know. The
Or
Marsha says
okay, I okay,
there's no mitzvah yibum.
or
So
the
I
or
don't
the,
think
the
that's true.
okay, no, I mean, what I mean to say is it could be because the Eishes Zach is hutra michlolo for yibum, so like the Torah's yibum is still shaykh to her even if there's no mitzvah yibum.
Okay, I don't know. You're gonna get me too confused. I think I had it. I had
Rebbe
it,
Anderson, is
and
Rebbe saying
I
there's
don't
no is
really understand the Marsha's. To be honest, truth is, I don't understand things a little bit. And I mean, I happen to think I'm not arguing with you, Shabir. I'm not arguing. I think it's probably right, but I don't understand things well, to be honest. I don't fully understand the whole Nebuka Yosef, the whole Nebuka Yosef, that the is there Eishes Zach. Which the Maaseh said there is no Eishes Zach, stops Kedushin, needs Hesber, the whole Nebuka Yosef. When that why should Eishes Zach, which the Maaseh said you're not over, stop Kesef and Shtar? Why, according to the Avnei Meluim, it stops even Kedushei Bia. But if you do Kedushei Bia, the shame Kinyan Kedushin, it would stop it. But if you do Kedushei Bia, the shame Kinyan Yibam, it doesn't stop it, even though there's no Mitzvah Yibam. It sounds very strange.
One second. Is it considered a Kenyan Yibam, even though it's
That's
Kedushin?
Kinyan
The
Yibam.
Pashas
It's
Kedushin,
Kedushin,
but
but
it's a
it's
Kenyan
a
Yibam.
Kenyan Yibam. The
The Avnei says you're kind of Bein Ba'Ines, Bein Beratzin. So it means a Kenyan Yibam. The mashmos of the
So what makes
Avnei
it not
Meluim,
Yibam?
mashma, that Luyitzur, the person would go ahead and do a bia and say, I want to get a Kenyan Kedushin, which Akasha Maisa, why a guy would want to get a Kenyan Kedushin? Because what there's nothing added. Kenyan Kedushin don't add anything on Kenyan Yibam. But he says he wants a Kenyan Yibam. The Avnei Meluim is pretty much mashma. That Kenyan Kedushin will not be chal. Only Kenyan Yibam is chal, which sounds very strange. You're doing the very same bia. There's an Isser, the Eishes Zach is blocking Kedushin, but the Aishazaka is not blocking Kinyan
Again,
Ebo.
Pashup Shat in the Mar in the Ogden Malum is there's Levirate marriage and there's making your own marriage. So as far as your own marriage, on that Eishes Ach is still applicable. Levirate marriage, which generally is a mitzvah, here it might not, but it's generally a mitzvah. On that, there is no Eishes Ach.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's a very hard story to hear. Okay, anyway,
Why is it? Why is Master Grishas? Why is Master Grishas so mutter?
I'd like to go by there. What I think we should do, we should skip a little bit to the bottom tesis. There's a lot of talk on that, and we should skip to that. It's all in the same sugya. I'm not leaving the sugya yet. Still gotta drive everyone crazy. The bottom tesis may see Vimbardo Kano. So Titus leaves it. Start here. Many people answer Titus's kasha, including, I think, the Avnei Meluim, Chemda Shleimo, I think.
Pnei Yeshua. There's a Pnei Yeshua.
Okay. Does he say the same answer everyone else says?
I think a little nuanced different there. Yeah, it's
I
not.
remember the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, anyway, so it's all in the same family. It all gets into the same family of the Sugya. So we should see that.
Rebbe wants to start tomorrow or on
We
Sunday
have
with the
to
new one?
start tomorrow. Why not tomorrow? Why not?
Sometimes Rebbe likes to wait till Sunday to start new things.
Tomorrow. Unless you got something else to do until start tomorrow. Well, I'll try and look which before I sh to start with. I don't remember. I think the Avnei Meluim answers Tosfos. I think the Chemda Shleimo. And okay, Shamir says the Pnei Yeshua. I don't remember. I haven't seen it recently. So I'll have to look which Mefarash we want to look at. But they're all using a very similar, as I recall, you say, which apparently Tosfos doesn't hold them. And it gets into what we're talking. Okay. All right, I'm going to go.
Rebbe, just
Can I just
on this
say,
point,
Sandy, can I catch you after this year for a minute? Can I catch you on? Can you stay on the Zoom? Yeah. Okay.
Rebbe, on this point, once he does the Yibum, do we say at that point then the Eishes Ach comes off, let's say, Lagabe Kedushin? Because why is it mutter if he to remarry her, for example?
I don't know if you say Nasa Kishcha L'chol Daver. If there's
Right,
no,
does Nasa Nishal Dover take off the Eishes Ach?
I don't know. Yeah, it does, but I don't know. That might only be if you Mekayim the Mitzvah. I don't
That's what
know.
I'm saying. In a regular Yibum, you do.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Shkoyach.
Okay.
Have a good
Well,
night.
thank
Yes,
you,
good
Evan.
night.
Thank you.
Okay. So I guess let's see if I can hold on to you for a second. Let me just see if we get everyone. Oh, we're getting there. It's not. Okay. All right. Are you there?
I'm trying to get off.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
You got it. Okay. Anyway, I got a phone call yesterday. It could be already that I have my son is married to Mechutin to the Rakov. There's a label Rakov,
Yeah, I know.
the
Yeah.
Talmud of the Yeshiva. So my son's married to his daughter. So he called me last night that he says he heard that I know you, that you're in the share, and he I don't know, someone must have suggested his daughter for your son. I don't know if you know about it, he doesn't know about it, but that's apparently what he said. So he asked if I could put in a good word. So the truth is, I can put in a good word. I double, not that I don't have my own opinion, but I'm a little bit oblivious of things sometimes, especially, I don't know his wife so much. But so my wife is much very observant, and say women are very observant in certain things. I also checked on my son. So he just asked me about the family because obviously I don't know the girl. He didn't ask me to give,
That's
but the
no, the problem is
family.
that's what it came up a few times already, and I think my son next to the daughter, the family. I know the family.
Oh, okay. So that's what
I
I
know
was
he will.
going to
I
say.
don't know
The
close, but
family is a
I know the Rocco
wonderful
family.
family.
I know the Rocco family. So as a family, I don't think there would be any problem or an issue. I think it came up. I'm going to ask my wife again, and
Okay, I'm not
I think
pushing it. I have no agenda. He asked me to give it a recommendation for the family. And the
Ask the family. Ask the family. I don't think there's a problem.
It's definitely A plus.
The family. I know the family. I don't think there's a problem. I think this son of mine pretty much is taking his shidduchim on his own. You know, meaning we're only involved to get information from him for him. But he's the one. I think he had some reservations.
Okay, fine. I really didn't come to push. I just came to mekayim my shlichus.
I appreciate it.
And it is true. It's not just. You know, it is true. The family is a very unusual family.
I know the family. I know the family. I know him. He doesn't know me so much. He's well older than me. But, you know, I used to hang out with Yossi Singer, Tzvi Kramer. I know the whole I know.
My wife says, well, that his wife is very unusual. So, you know, it's a good family. But, okay, very good.
Rebbe was my mom.
You should have hatzlacha.
Shkaya, thank you.
Everything. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Good night.